There's a woman's a letter from, she was a North Carolina woman from, she was at Starbucks. She overhears these three girls at Starbucks, young girls in high school talking, and she decides she doesn't like what they're saying. So she writes them a letter, drops it off, and leaves. The letter says, quote, "Hi girls, I sat near you in Starbucks and listened to you as you talk. You three are obviously pretty and hardworking. I wish your kindness matched your pretty exteriors. I heard you talk about a girl who sang a song about being lonely in the talent show, and you laughed about a girl who couldn't be lead singer because you got all the votes, about the crappy presents other people have given you, and you all sounded so mean and petty. Mm-hmm. You are smart and you are pretty. It would take nothing from you to also be kind."
See, and that's...
Do you think she's out of line?
I don't know if she's out of line, but it's just one of those things. It's like, do you know what? It's not your business. And that's, I think it's good. I'm going to say it's good. When people get involved in things, like if something happens, someone's doing something and they're being just rude and, you know, and that kind of maybe affects you, like, you know, you may be trying to walk through a doorway and they squeeze right past you or you know, something like that, then I think you have every right at that point to say, like, excuse me, you know what I mean? But for something like that, she's overheard a conversation. Does she really have any right to comment and judge them on that?
I think maybe if she had done this and not posted it, I would be more on board. Why do you need kudos from a bunch of strangers when you, look, you're such a stand-up woman because you told three teenage girls. First of all, everybody gets together and gossips. It's not just teenage girls. If you only think women gossip, then you've never worked with men because men are just as worse, if not more.
Oh, yeah. I'd agree with that. Men are terrible.
Than women. So, to me, I think it's cool. Maybe she, because I also think teenagers don't realize the weight of what they're doing.
No, that's true.
Which is why you see kids kill themselves over things, over nonsense, because you don't think you're ever going to get past this in your life. And you don't, and other teens don't realize how cruel they're actually being. They don't know the weight that their words carry. So I think maybe a nice little, she bought them each a drink and left this note. I think it would take nothing from you to also be kind. Great sentiment, great statement. I like what you did. But why do you need kudos to go post it on Facebook?
Because everything has to go online.
Oh, look what it's like when people are like, look at me give this homeless man the t-shirt off my back. Just do it.
Yeah.
If you want to do it, you would do it. And you wouldn't do it because you wanted the public, you know, support from the public.
Everything now, and again, I go back to this time and time again because I hear it all the time, is that people post stuff because they want to see how many likes and how many comments they're going to get, because they need that personal justification that, you know, they're either happier than you are or they're doing better things than you can do. You know, it's all those things. It's actually very sad. It's like if you, like, got into something with someone in a grocery store and, you know, and would you then go on Facebook and post about it? No, because you just, it's done because, but people do.
Yeah, I was at Walmart in Milford. This happened the other week, last week. And Labor Day, Memorial Day.
Yeah.
And there's a woman sitting in a wheelchair, and I'm completely unobservant as a person. I'm stuck in my own world for the most part.
Okay.
I'm in the zone when I go places. There's a woman sitting in a wheelchair, and this guy goes up to her, and I just happened to be watching this interaction, and he goes, "Hi, how are you?" And she goes, "Good." He goes, "Are you okay?" And she goes, "Yeah." He goes, "Okay, do you need help with anything?" And she goes, "No, I'm good. Thank you. I'm just waiting for someone." He goes, "All right, just wanted to check. Have a good day." Because there's a woman, she's an elderly woman in a wheelchair just sitting there.
Okay.
And I go, "That was really nice of you."
Yeah.
I would have never even thought to have done that. And he goes, I try. That was all I said. Like, he looked more surprised that I said something to him than that fact. But he went out of his way to check on this elderly woman in a wheelchair to make sure that she was okay.
But it's like when my friend comes over, he's the same thing. He said, like, he comes over here for 2 or 3 weeks at a time. And then he'll go home. And he said, like, he has a real hard problem for a week or so, like, readjusting again. He said, because, like, people here hold doors open and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, they're saying, like, good morning. Then they'll talk to you and stuff. Like, England's not like that.
You don't do that.
And you don't do that. He said, it's very hard.
All right. We want to know if you've ever publicly called someone out on bad behavior. You can tweet us at Petch and Amy or 424-1234 to be part of the show.